deeply, but its feet departed from the standards of all races of men, except possibly a few of the lowest races, in that the great toes protruded at right angles from the foot. Pausing momentarily in the full light of the gorgeous African moon, the creature turned an attentive ear to the rear and then, his head lifted, his features might readily have been discerned in the moonlight. They were strong, clean-cut, and regular. Features that would have attracted attention for their masculine beauty in any of the great capitals of the world. But was this thing a man? It would have been hard for a watcher in the trees to have decided as the lion's prey resumed its way across the silver tapestry that Luna had laid upon the floor of the dismal jungle, for from beneath the loincloth of black fur that girdled its thighs there depended a long, hairless, white tail. In one hand the creature carried a stout club, and suspended at its left side from a shoulder belt was a short, sheathed knife, while a crossbelt supported a pouch at its right hip. Confining these straps to the body and also apparently supporting the loincloth was a broad girdle which glittered in the moonlight as though encrusted with virgin gold, and was clasped in the centre of the belly with a huge buckle of ornate...